Hi there, it's David Lee for the James Horne Dossier again, and it's the 20th of January 2019. If you can hear, my throat's gone again, so you'll have to excuse my voice. Bit of a damp, cold Sunday morning as I walk the dog, but today just wanted to talk about the next Bond film on the list, which is Thunderball. But going back a bit before that, when I was a kid, the programs that I always used to love were things like the first season of Star Trek and Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. A bit later on, it was things like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Mission Impossible. So I had a bit of a thing for space and underwater and spy stuff. And I remember for my 6th birthday, one of the presents I got, and the reason that this is lodged in my memory is because we were travelling to Switzerland at the time, and I was given a present when we arrived in the hotel on the way there. And it was a scuba diving set for my Action Man. That's G.I. Joe for you, all you Americans. And I just loved the underwater world. Later on, I took up scuba diving. I was so keen on it, and I've done plenty of dives around here. And so it's kind of I was naturally attracted to Thunderball with all its underwater action. And but my before seeing the film, which was February 1977, I believe. I'd read the book, and I this is one of my distinct memories, and hopefully it's not fake. I remember when I was in class 6 in primary school, and I was reading Thunderball, so I was aged about 9, 10, and my teacher asked me to go to the front of the class during reading time, and this was a time, half an hour, when we all had to read a book to ourselves, but one person would have to go and read some stuff aloud to the teacher, just to make sure they were getting on with it. I was reading Thunderball then, and I remember this because I had to skip some lines because it had some swearing in it. Shocking, eh? I was petrified because I couldn't say bloody or bastard to the teacher. So I don't have a massive memory of seeing Thunderball on the small screen. Years later, in 2005, I saw it on the big screen though, which was quite a good experience, and it remains one of my favourite films. Okay, that's it for today. Hopefully it won't be raining tomorrow. I will see you then. Bye.